Scott Churnage. I'm a partner at Foster Swift Collins and Smith. I've been there for 25 years. I do mostly workout and insolvency work and bankruptcy work. And so I've been doing that for a very long period of time. My interconnection with ag cases and agriculture is pretty far and wide. At the beginning of my career, I started off in doing some stray voltage cases back in the day. Tried a bunch of those. Ended up getting hooked up with a guy by the name of Mike Fassler, who's a agriculture consultant. And he and I have done a lot of work over the years. More recently, I've been involved in a number of very large farm dissolutions and or essentially selling all of its assets. And I've been appointed as a liquidation trustee in those cases. So we're liquidating pretty large farm operations.
Coming to the Great Lakes Crop Summit to talk more about the current ag environment and what farmers can do to stay out of bankruptcy, what are some of those tips and tricks of what you've learned along the way?
From a larger perspective, there's really three big mistakes that I see people make. One is overextension, meaning too much credit. It can be secured credit, it can be unsecured credit, but overextension and incurring credit or debt far in excess of what the assets of the farming operation are worth. Two, and this is rampant, at least as far as I'm concerned, is a lack of bookkeeping and record keeping. A lot of folks fall short in that area. And then the last one is, and this is more psychological than anything, it's too much optimism. Everybody thinks they can dig their way out, and once they're in trouble, they don't recognize it. They don't want to be honest with themselves about what their operation is. And so you end up digging the hole deeper because you think you can get out.
With continued back-to-back year of low prices, any insight onto what we'll see as far as potential bankruptcy or other ways farms are really struggling?
I guess I don't know how to answer that. But if I could predict commodity prices, I wouldn't be here. I'd be in the Virgin Islands. I can't predict that. I can tell you that the number of bankruptcy cases in the last 5 years has decreased by 60%. Now, that's personal bankruptcies and business bankruptcies. So the tendency is for less cases. How that relates to falling prices in the commodity industry and farming operations, sooner or later it's got to affect, because if it doesn't change and what you're selling is the prices going down, means that you can't break even, you can't make money. So in my mind, if it doesn't turn around, you could see more bankruptcies or businesses that are in trouble.
Share a little bit more about that liquidation process. When a farm is in trouble, what do they do, or what happens at that point?
Well, there's a number of ways that it can be approached. Usually the first step is there's going to be some kind of forbearance agreement and or some kind of workout agreement with your lenders. Trying to avoid bankruptcy, what you want to do is hire competent counsel, get in touch with your lenders, and get a schedule of repayment that is doable, for lack of a better term. After, if the workout and the forbearance agreements and or time period runs out, then you might want to consider a bankruptcy petition. And a Chapter 12 case is for farmers in particular, and it's repayment over time. If that doesn't work out, I've seen Chapter 11 cases, which are business reorganizations, not work out, and then the court will step in or the creditors will step in and appoint a liquidation trustee. And then essentially my job at that point is to sell everything, usually by way of auction.
What are some of the warning signs that farmers need to pay attention to before they get to that point?
Well, that's a good question. Typically, if they're not making their bills when they're due, that's the first one. And if you start seeing a certain circumstance where everybody uses the old saw of robbing Peter to pay Paul, and incurring credit to pay off existing debt is the first sign.
Any other advice for farmers this week, or more questions that you're getting from at the ag industry?
But I can give some advice, and that advice is to hire competent consultants. You can't do it alone, and in a lot of circumstances, lawyers might be necessary, maybe not. Crop consultants like Mike Fassler that I talked about before and others in the industry are helpful, and a good accountant.